There will be a sowing of peace. You will ordain peace for us. You have indeed done for us all of our works. We're going to skip all the way down to verse 19 in this passage. Your dead shall live. There's resurrection. Their bodies shall rise. What a promise. A little bit before this, you know, it talked about the fact that they were dead. They tried to bring life unto themselves. The Israelites, the enemies were dead. They were deader than a doornail. But the Israelites themselves, even in all of their efforts, they were still dead. They couldn't produce life. They couldn't produce this flourishing in their lives. But this passage closes out and it says, your dead shall live, your body shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy. For your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. A picture uniting this idea that from God, from above, this dew falls. And we have every reason to believe, because of our sinfulness, that our king would be angry and his wrath, and there would be growling. But in his favor is the dew of heaven. And he gives us new life. He gives us resurrection. Again, this sounds a lot like resurrection here, but it also sounds a lot like Zechariah 8 and 11 and 12, which we saw before. There would be a sowing of peace. The vine, Jesus Christ himself, shall give his fruit. The ground shall give its produce. The heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. No one lacked anything, is what that passage in Acts that we had read said. People were content. Imagine that. Peace, favor, like the dew of heaven. Now, this glorious imagery of the dew is not only about rebirth and resurrection, as great as those things are, and not only about favor, it's also about food. Also about food. I alluded to this earlier, but dew from heaven is what makes the Fertile Crescent fertile. Look at the whole Middle East. It's arid, it's dry, it's a desert. And it's Israel that has that Fertile Crescent. And it's the dew of heaven that makes that Fertile Crescent fertile. Now I'm talking geologically here. But I want to apply this spiritually. God is the one who makes us fertile spiritually. And he does it by giving us food. The dew of heaven brings forth food, literally and figuratively. Food of every sort. I don't know if you remember the story of the wilderness wanderings. But if we look at it from Exodus in chapter 16 and a couple of verses that we see there, what is life like without God? I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. But say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. God is going to promise bread. He could have wiped them out for their grumbling. But no, he gave them favor, and there was a sowing of peace. And then what do we see? And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening the quail came up, covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. God blessed them with dew. And he gave them bread from heaven. This is the story of manna. When the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing. Nobody knew what it was. Fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "What is this?" But they didn't know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." And the dew is the symbol of that coming down from above. It was the dew that brought this association with the bread from heaven. And Jesus tells us, I am the true bread from heaven. What I want you to feel today and think and learn and sense in your spirit is that the dew of God has dropped down upon us and we have the true bread from heaven. We have all of these things. All of them. And so on this week after Easter here, I want you to remember the prophecy of Zechariah 8 and 11 and 12. God's not dealing with us as he did in Old Testament times. A new thing is happening. There's a sowing of peace. Jesus comes on the scene in our life and he doesn't growl. He says, peace be with you. The vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give its produce, the heavens shall give their dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Remember, this is the fulfillment of what we saw in our gospel lesson in slide one. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. It is of his grace that all of this favor has come our way. He is the king. Remember Proverbs 12, or 19 and verse 12. It reminds us, a king's wrath is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like the dew upon the grass. And all God's people said, amen. Father God in heaven, in this really odd sermon with these illustrations and pictures and imagery, I pray that by the power of your Spirit, we get it. We get the idea of your kindness and you giving us not that which we deserve, which is judgment and wrath and cruelty and growling and anger. But you speak peace to your people. On display in the life of Jesus and flowing out to the disciples and unto others. Lord, there has been a sacrifice which takes away your wrath. Called the propitiation. It's called the cross of Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, because of your kindness and your goodness, which has brought rebirth and life and resurrection and restoration and food to us, we can share that with others. Oh, how good you are. Father, thank you for this preparation time. For coming to your table where we get to partake of the true bread that has come down from heaven just as the dew descends from above. Help us worship as we celebrate your table together. In Jesus' name, amen.